Welcome to the Double Deuce Podcast, an amazing show that lasts only 22 minutes and is for you, the listener, so soak it up. So here are your two big beer hosts, Will Averill and Nelson. Hey, Will, hit the timer.
And we're in!
Double Deuce!
After a long delay, it's the live show! We are here at the Blade and Timber.
Yeah.
Do you like blades? Do you like wood? Then you will like throwing blades at wood at the Blade and Timber.
One of the only places you can do it.
That's right. You can't throw an axe in most bars in town.
Nope.
I mean,
believe me, we've tried.
That's right. That's why we can't go back to Red Lion.
Nope.
That was a little good local joke to kind of start it off a little less awkward than normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Name dropping.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can't do it anywhere else either. We're in a big white echoey room with a very nice view of the city of Lord.
The best view we've had on a live show to date.
Do you want to stare longingly at the people at Mass Street Fish House? Come to Blade and Timber. From the second floor, you can look at all of them. Sometimes people have a happy hour, on certain days, and you can watch them.
Yes. We're a little late starting.
See, all right, here.
Will's dad got inducted into a Hall of Fame.
Let's get real. We've already finished about half the beer.
We weren't real yet.
In the cooler.
I already drank all the Bud Lights here.
Nelson single-handedly took out all of the Bud Light and the Blade and Timber.
Yep. And I do it again, too.
And if you come to the Blade and Timber, they do have a policy where you need to ask a representative of Blade and Timber before you just take three beers, write them down, and then walk upstairs.
Yes.
That's not how you do it.
In case you were wondering, that's not cool at any bar.
Well, it generally is not. And I'm beginning to wonder about my own judgments, and not for the first time.
You tried to upset Steve, and Steve's all we got. There's a thin line between anarchy and a good show, and that line is Steve.
Steve's wearing an orange shirt. He's the thin orange line.
You want to be able to see him because there's a lot of axes flying down there. So the orange helps him stand out, so he doesn't look like Timber, which is famously not orange.
It's Mom's weekend, so there are probably a lot of moms
out there. Some people talking to moms down when I was walking here.
Right?
They were talking about the places.
Their own moms or other moms?
Probably their own. Wasn't sure. Didn't ask. Was trying to get here. But he was like, yeah, some places close at 5 and some close at 6. Some close at 7. And she was like, okay.
You know, it's that amazing eye, ear for dialogue and authenticity that makes you one of the most...
I think she was, maybe if it's your first time to downtown, you might wonder why so many places are closed, but it's because they're not bars.
Yes. I drove by Bullwinkle's and they had a big sign that said, "Who let the moms out?"
Okay.
And I thought, wow, that's really condescending. And to moms and dogs, because dogs are like, that's our song. And moms are like, why are you comparing us to dogs? We're moms.
Yeah. They've got their own songs.
Moms?
Yeah.
Stacy's mom.
Yeah.
Jesse's mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. All Along the Bomb Tower?
Yes.
Yeah. I like big moms and I cannot lie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Brick.
Fucking Brick? Come over here.
To be fair,
he never specifies that she's not a mom in the song. There is no lyric that says she is or is not a mom. It is up to your own discretion.
Poor taste in a post Roe v. Wade world. Well, you got the bar for tonight, and the bar is low. It's not even a bar. It's a cooler with a little thing beside it and three Bud Lights.
Not anymore.
Oh, man. It's like you know, you're... It's like a Johnson County dad's cooler of beer where it's like all his friends bring the fancy beers and he's like, oh, you can put that in the... I'm going to drink that shit. I only drink Busch Night. Yep.
That's... Who is that an imitation of?
Johnson County Dads.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounded a little like almond.
Well, that's
feels like your Johnson County dad and your almond are very similar.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, they're not too far apart, except one.
They are extremely similar.
Yeah, yeah.
But one's a dad and one isn't. That's the only difference.
You know, speaking of dads, my mom's been listening to the podcast a lot, and
she said,
she's been actually listening to the podcast.
She's been a sporadic listener in the past, but is she now a dedicated listener?
She is now a dedicated listener. And
you've been doing a real good job, too, of not mentioning the thing you're not supposed to mention.
I know, I haven't talked about the weird egg vibrator incident in a long time, and, But anyway, she says that you're doing a really good job.
Okay.
She really feels like you've come around.
All right.
She's really proud of you, Nelson.
Nice.
She didn't say shit about me, but she's proud of you.
All right.
I was trying to get her to come to the live show tonight, and she's like, no, I don't think I need that.
She's been to live shows in the past.
Yeah, no, she has.
She's got to go celebrate with your dad.
Yeah, she does. She does. My dad was inducted into the Kansas Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Very exciting. It was like 30 fucking burnout hippies in Liberty Hall, like all waiting for the jazz combo after us to start. Like, they didn't give a fuck about us, except for my aunt and uncle who were there. So that was nice. Yeah, but it was good. It was good.
All right.
Dad did some of his old tunes, his new tunes. You know, a lot of people don't know that before he was a creepy duck, he was actually a composition major.
Yeah.
So he makes some good music.
He does write them tunes.
He wrote
some of the Victor musicals music.
He did. He wrote some Victor music. It was always the really complicated shit that we then threw out and replaced.
We just kind of did our own thing too.
We already knew because we couldn't handle it. But anyway, he was really good at it.
He did sometimes have too much faith in us.
He's used to working with singers, and
he had some of them.
We did
some singers.
We did have some singers,
and then some other people.
We had the men.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then there were the men.
Mm-hmm. Singers and the men.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great story I like to tell about my dad.
Yeah. That was a good story.
Those light pictures in the Rock and Roll Hall, the Kansas Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's nice when your dad wins an award. Winston, how would you feel if your dad won an award? Would you feel good about that? I want to say yes. Yeah. I want to say
his mouth was saying no, but listeners, his eyes were saying yes.
Yeah, his eyes were saying yes. You know, it's that kind of support that we give that sometimes goes unnoticed, right? You know,
and that's the only time, listeners, that you can take a yes from the eyes when there's a no from the mouth is when would they be happy if their dad won an award? The only time. I just want to make sure that the listeners understand consent's important.
Yeah, no, that was good. I like it.
I feel like I didn't want to send the wrong message out there.
Right.
For the kids.
No. I'm glad you're bringing it back to
all
consent.
All the kids that listen.
We've got our consent expert, Jason Keyser, with us tonight.
Yes.
And I'm sure we'll, What's the most important thing about consent?
That you get it.
All right.
Yep.
There you go.
Enthusiastic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was enthusiastic! Listen to this! It said, oh, and there's my mom speaking up! Hey! Come sit down. We haven't talked about anything about you at all.
Oh, you never did?
No. Wow. See? It's a no-can-win situation.
Because
you talk about the weird, awkward vibrator egg incident, all of a sudden, you know,
you're doing it in front of her.
Damn it!
No, only when you talk about how I never listen to your podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I talk about that a lot?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Well,
yeah.
She was listening to him on the way to and from Kansas City. So that's, yeah, she told me that. And
they're good for that.
Yeah.
They're very good.
You can get a bunch of them in.
Listeners, did you know you can listen to our podcast anytime? Anywhere
car.
You want. You can listen to it in the car. You can listen to it while you shave. You can listen to it while you're shaving somebody else.
Yeah.
You can listen to it in blatant timber. You can listen to it in your murder room. You can listen to it in somebody else's murder room. You can listen to it in on a cat. You can ride a cat and listen to it, but it has to be a big cat.
Only ride big cats, yeah.
Yeah. And you can listen to
little
it.
Little cats are too little.
Yeah. Just ask the cat for consent.
Enthusiastic
consent. There you go. Hi, Mom.
Hello.
I just to fill you in, we started and we were talking.
Do you have to have an axe? To
No. We talked about that. They actually
downstairs. Those are for downstairs.
But Steve is a great guy.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you want to get a drink,
he's all alone tonight. He's doing
there.
His best.
He's doing his best. Yeah. Or Courtney's occasionally.
He's got to keep an eye on the axe people.
Yeah. Well, hey, this is exciting.
I'm excited.
Is there anything else you want to talk about before we start talking to friends?
I don't. It's, you know, weirdly, it's 4:20, and this is more sober than I usually am for a podcast when it comes to that.
Yeah,
like, I didn't have a chance to have any of that beforehand.
Well,
I heard someone talking that, you know, 4:20 is kind of it's like it is to smoking weed as like a New Year's Eve or a St. Patrick's Day is to drinking. It's like it's for the amateurs.
Right,
like the real people, they know they want those. They got their days. Like Thanksgiving's a real weed holiday.
Yeah.
4:20's just it's for the kids.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I mean, you're a marketing guru.
I am.
What about 69?
The question's on the table.
All right. The one thing we can tell you is. Enthusiastic consent.
Yeah,
that's really where you want to go with that one. You know, I think you're right. And as our marketing guru, do you have a couple of ideas for maybe how we could revitalize 4:20, kind of make it new and exciting and dangerous again?
Here's the thing: why no parades?
Well, because everybody's high.
Still, you're driving very slow in a parade.
Right, that's true.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
I've driven across these great United States, stoned out of my mind. Well, I can drive slowly down Mass Street once.
What do you throw to the kids at that point? Yeah.
Still candy. Hi, people. The only problem is that people, like adults, are going to be fighting the kids for the candy.
Yeah, you got to watch out.
Going to have to throw more candy than normal. But hey, the budget should be able to work that out, right? I'm not a budget guy. I'm an ideas guy.
What if like the idea is like put together a budget?
So I'm gonna say that's not my job. That's math, Will. I'm not a math guy.
No, you never have been.
No. Famously, no.
I am.
Well, then you can figure out the budget. You and I will go to the city and I'll be like, all right, we're gonna do he's got the math, I've got the ideas, give us your money.
Oh man, I would love to see a show with you and you guys as a duo. Like, he was a marketing genius. He was a math legend prodigy together. They were 69.
Can they get a parade for stoned people?
Well, I think it's a great time to maybe talk to some folks. Actually, I want to mention something. I feel like I have to make a confession. I had a really fun plan to bring some prizes tonight.
Well, you do have a couple prizes.
Yeah, I've got a couple
like two
prizes.
Two or three prizes.
But I want you to know, I have one magic mind. I don't know if any of you have listened to the podcast recently, but
you're in for a treat. Whoever gets the magic mind.
We got a sponsorship for Magic Mind.
Yes.
And they, it was one of the most complex sponsorships that I've ever been a part of.
They wanted their money's worth.
They very much wanted their money's worth.
And they got it.
And they listened to every episode, poor bastards.
Multiple people. Sure. It got like circulated through the organization.
Four or five folks would listen just to make sure we weren't saying things like they're paying us to advertise this because they didn't want that.
No.
They wanted us to let people know
it's implicit. You don't need to mention
it. Joe Rogan show and the Kardashians were both fans of Magic Mind. We never mentioned that. We refused to on principle.
I think we mentioned the Kardashians once or twice.
We mentioned the Kardashians once or twice, but not Rogan. I won't support that. But anyway,
no.
Magic Mind.
I only support Rogan and news radio and nothing else.
And I have one Magic Mind left, but I left it at home, so somebody's going to get a Magic Mind.
Oh, so you got a Magic Mind IOU?
A Magic Mind IOU.
You need a piece of paper to write it down?
Well, if I fucking remember, I haven't had my Magic Mind.
Mm-hmm.
This is awkward.
I like that Magic Mind.
Yeah. It was the hardest $100 we ever earned.
It's true. Normally, we got sponsors in the past, and there was a lot less
money
involved, but there was a lot less pressure.
Of $100 in this economy. we worked harder than,
hourly, we probably did really.
Little German shoe craftsmen in our little podcast hut for $163.
At the same time, we still took our liberties, certainly. We could have stuck much more to their script had we been able to. That's not our bag.
It's not our department.
We're free thinkers here.
Yeah.
Give us a script and we're gonna look at it.
It will surprise you to know we don't plan out these episodes in advance.
No.
We let this happen.
Every now and then we're like, do we have anything to talk about? And then maybe we're like one or two things. And
that
we'll write them down.
Stopped us.
We don't necessarily get to those one or two things
not
that we wrote
always.
Down. That doesn't happen necessarily.
Yep.
But
in fact, after we released the 500th episode, when we said we were going to quit around 520.
We're getting into the 520s.
We're going to release all the things we didn't talk about, which
yes.
is 3,000 episodes. So you're going to have Double Deuce until we die or you die, whichever happens first. And that's not a threat. That's just a promise.
It's kind of a threat.
Okay. So who wants to talk with us?
That's not a threat.
They approached us. Now, we initially approached a few local businesses, and for a while we were sponsored by Frank's North Star Tavern.
We were.
Went out of business. Mm-hmm. We also sponsored... Who else did we...
Amber Fraley.
Amber Fraley
sponsored
us for her Bug Diaries.
I made an ad for her. Yes.
Yes.
Courtney.
Yeah, Courtney sponsored. Which, obviously the best sponsorship we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And, the thing is, we don't actively court sponsorships because...
Except for all the times we ask for them on the show.
I was hoping tonight would be at Applebee's.
No, they still owe us money.
They've never... And then they fucked off out of town.
Exactly. Yeah. So we won.
Yep. Double Deuce won, Applebee's nil. Quah.
They've got none left. We took out both of those Applebee's.
Yeah, we did.
Two of us took out two Applebee's.
And we took their grease and put it down the public pipes.
Well, we're not supposed to do that.
We don't give a fuck.
I give a little bit of a fuck.
When did you start giving a fuck?
About grease down public pipes?
Oh, my
Forever.
God.
Forever.
Yeah.
Well, grease goes certain places and not down public pipes.
That's the weirdest thing you've ever said to me. You said a lot of weird shit, but I think that may be absolutely the weirdest thing.
But it's the most true.
Okay. Those two don't need to be mutually exclusive.
No.
Let's talk to somebody.
I'd love to.
I want to talk to somebody. It's our enthusiastic consent consultant. Yay! I guess, obviously, I should start and say, do you want to come up and be Keezer, I don't want to pigeonhole you as just the consent guy, because I know that you can say no, too.
That's sometimes. True, yeah. I can take back consent as well.
Yes. What I'd like to ask you is, why consent?
It's good that you're asking the question.
Yeah.
That seems like an important question to ask. It's important to be on the same page.
Right.
I believe that you and Nelson mm-hmm. found consent to come together for this podcast I don't believe either one of you are against your will, but I'm hoping that every time you come together, I assume that today is the 425th time that you two...
Technically, it's more, because this one is greatly delayed.
Yeah, what episode are we on?
This is 425, but next week will be 442. Because we kept trying to find a place, and a lot of stuff kept coming up. People kept dying.
It was
a rough time to do a live show in the old LFK.
It was there. Not a bastion of enthusiastic consent.
We
heard a lot of noise.
Again, a lot of places we go to close down. We have a we've got a sad history of ending businesses.
Oh, I like to think that you are tyrannical, just bulldozers.
We don't mean to. It just happens. No, we didn't do a live show there.
No, we never did a live show there. But
man, if only.
Yeah, that would have been sweet.
If only.
That
would have
been sweet. Keezer. Let's talk about your life. What are you doing with yourself and your life?
Yeah, that's a great question. This is about it.
I go right here. Just go in a podcast.
Hang out in a big white room, like, with us.
Yeah. Oh, Nerd Night. Oh, yeah. No, actually, the reality is I'm way too damn busy and just can't say no. So consent is important, but boundaries are too.
Okay,
so, there's a point where you should say no. But I'm one of the co-bosses of Nerd Night Lawrence.
Right.
Oh,
wow. I thought you would have to be pretty cool to be a co-boss of Nerd Night Lawrence.
Absolutely be the pinnacle of hip.
Yeah.
Lawrence
to
be a Nerd Night co-boss. Mm. Will, you're also a Nerd Night co-boss.
What? Oh, really?
And Courtney. One of the best sponsors you two have.
Now, are all the co-bosses of Nerd Night allowed to be in the same place at once, the way that commissioners have to, like, not do that? Which I'm guessing is in case, like, a bomb goes off. And, you know, is there a Nerd Night designated survivor?
There is, but we're not allowed to know who it is.
Okay, so, that makes sense.
Should there be an axe
catastrophe? What if you invite them somewhere, but I guess then they just have to say no and they can't tell you why?
Yeah, no.
We have a fourth co-boss who's in a secure bunker right now, awaiting the end of this episode.
My understanding is that right now the unknown co-boss is in the escape room across the street.
Right, getting out of the Civil War.
Seems pretty close, but getting out of the Civil War?
That was one of the things they do in the escape room. There's like a Civil War.
Like the OG Civil War or that movie that doesn't make any sense?
No, the OG Civil War. The actual Civil War that we had civilly.
I remember it.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up in Virginia. I'm very familiar with the Civil War.
It's where Kevin Costner ran around and
which
then...
Which
one?
Which Kevin Costner?
Which Kevin Costner?
The one who plays baseball, the one who hangs out with Indians, Will.
Right. Anyway.
So Nerd Night, we've got 106 coming. That's I think we're at 106. We do ours sequentially.
We do most of ours sequentially, but the live shows get tricky sometimes.
Let's not all wave our dicks around.
Yours are all live.
Everybody's doing their best, right?
Yeah.
I mean, COVID sort of stopped the live shows for a little while.
Yeah,
there,
yeah,
right?
Like 3 years.
We stopped
in March 2020 while everybody was looking over their shoulder to see if COVID was actually coming to Nerd Night. And then we picked it back up in March 2023.
There you go.
So, you guys will all be there. So, it's May 8th out at Artera event space.
Yes, it's our new sort of temporary home.
That's
very nice.
It's Maselli's West location.
Yeah.
So, if you need to...
imagine if they put Maselli's behind a Hy-Vee.
Now you don't have to.
Now you don't have to.
Artera event space.
It is that. Okay. It's got a water feature.
Does it?
Was there a restaurant there?
There was.
Pachamamas.
That's right. The original Pachamamas.
Yep. Which is, I like to think full circle because Pachamamas, when it was on New Hampshire Street, Nerd Night had some events there as well.
Okay.
So we just keep following Pachamamas around. And
so you kill locations too?
Yeah, we steal locations and close fancy restaurants. Now.
There you go.
Is that just how it works in this town? Is it hard to have a live event for anybody and not close the place down? Or is it just the two of us?
I don't know.
know that we want to let a lot of business owners know that if they have live events, their place will shut down. I mean,
I don't.
Maybe
know.
We want to bury the lead on that one.
Or are they listening to the podcast?
No,
I don't know.
I don't think so. Well, this has been a great
show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Is there anything you'd like to plug? I mean, you also do improv sometimes. Are you
sometimes.
Doing any of that?
I think our last show was probably in 2023 as well. So
yeah.
It's been a little bit. But improv is all about enthusiastic consent, except you have to say yes. And
right.
So it's sort of a mandated consent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This has been really good.
Yeah.
How
yeah,
does that
yeah.
square with you as a consent consultant?
That's a question I'm going to go kind of posture.
Okay, go think about it.
Back there, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll check back
okay,
in before
yeah,
we're
appreciate
done.
That. That's,
see if
yeah,
you figured
great.
It out.
All right, this is you.
Yeah.
Do I have
a prize for Keezer?
Yeah.
Do I have any prizes?
Yeah, Keezer, you get a copy of Be More Like Claire's annual holiday ass.
Sweet!
Yeah! What a prize!
It's a previous version. There are going to be a lot of changes.
Okay. Wow! We learned a lot about consent.
I learned so much.
What was the best thing you learned about consent?
That apparently in improv, it's a weapon.
Yeah, yeah, like a lightsaber.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you can say no to a lightsaber, but you can't say no in improv.
You can say no yeah. to a lightsaber?
Yeah, you can be like, please don't lightsaber me. Nobody tries that in Star Wars, and I
okay.
don't know why. Nobody
yeah.
says that.
I feel like...
Because I feel like a Jedi would have to be like, okay.
There are maybe more obvious differences between improv and lightsaber duels than you can say...
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Well, you know, she is the first woman who ever looked at me with love. Let's talk to my mother.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering who it was going to be for
yeah,
a minute.
Well, it was a toss up, but
oh,
I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to pull Jeanette up to
I
her.
Like your new digs.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm a little concerned about the blood coming out.
Oh, yeah. Just a little bit of murder.
Yeah.
Could be chili.
Yeah.
It's very brown.
A little uncomfortable. Other than that, it's very nice.
Mm-hmm. So, Mom, you've been listening to the podcast.
Yes, I
yeah.
have.
You have? Okay. Well, who's your favorite? Which one's your favorite of us?
You're both my favorites.
Okay, great. Mom, when you listen... Like, do you, in your heart, do you feel, like, swelling pride or deep shame? Or both?
In my
is it a
heart,
roller coaster?
You're taking a long time to answer this, Mom.
I feel absolute delight. I get a huge kick out of listening to you guys. And, you know, you're really terrific, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you used to ask my girlfriends, tell me three things you love about my son. So I'm going to throw it back at you and say,
oh, okay.
Tell me three things you love about my double deuce partner, Nelson.
Oh, I've always loved Nelson from
mm-hmm.
the time that I met him.
Yeah.
And what I love about Nelson is he just has this amazing brain and it just goes all kinds
oh.
of great places. And
yeah.
I really like that. And he was a terrific actor in
mm-hmm.
high school. And I've told you about the time when I wanted to try to get him to loosen up a little bit and get to a specific emotion I needed. And he wasn't doing it. So I needed him to show me surprise and he wouldn't do it. So one day I was talking to him, I just slapped him. And I said, that's the surprise I want. Now, I couldn't do it these days, of course.
Yeah, enthusiastic consent.
Yeah.
So.
But then you'd lose it because you'd have to say, Nelson, I need to hit you to show you, so you'll show surprise. And what's
consent ruins surprise.
Well, the good news is I'd had some dental work that day, so I was still kind of numb, but I was still surprised, but I didn't 100% feel it. it's one of those magic moments that happens in acting where everything comes together.
That's right.
I'm just looking at this blood on the wall like a metaphor for
again,
this whole
conversation. Again, it could be chilly. It's very
dark. It's gotten dark. Mom, apart from his brain and hitting him, what else do you love about Nelson? One more.
Wait, yeah, what is the number three, I guess?
I said three things, I said.
He could really put the beer down, man.
Oh, yeah. Man, he drank this whole place out of Bud Light before we even started.
Yeah. I can't believe you guys are on the blood. What number are you on, 400 and something?
Somewhere between 25 and 44.
You've been doing this a long time. This is great. So I appreciate that. I like that. And it's been good entertainment on the way back and forth from Kansas City. And also on the way back and forth from Wichita.
Oh, yeah. That's a long way right there.
A long way. Got a lot of them in. I heard the St. Patrick's Day parade one. That was really fun. I enjoyed that. And, yeah, it's just a great podcast.
I always kind of nod along like I remember what we talked about. But I don't most of the time, so, yeah.
Do you want to know my three favorite things about you?
No, but I want to know your three favorite things about Ken Easthouse.
Ken Easthouse! Look at that smile.
Oh, he's got that smile. He
does. That's my first favorite thing. And the other thing I like about Kent Easthouse is his terrific sense of humor, yeah, and his charming way with women.
What's the matter, Ken? Take a compliment.
Women hate me. What are you talking about?
Maybe you mean charming way with moms.
I don't know. It is Mom's Weekend.
I sat down.
It's Mom's Weekend.
You had a big smile on your face. You were like a gentleman.
Well, thank you.
Well, I feel like there's so much love in this room right now, we have to ruin that. Thank you so much for thanks for coming, Mom. Is there anything you want to plug before you head out?
No, just this show. I just think it's just great.
All right.
Well, just keep coming and supporting it.
Do you have do you have a present for your mom?
Oh yeah, where's my present?
I do have a present for my mom. What do I have?
The dog tried to eat this tank.
So that's for you.
Now it points up.
I love that. That's nice.
It reminds me of Dad.
I was going to say that too.
Because it points up.
Oh man, she is going to just shit herself when we get to the surprise Ken reveal. don't worry, it's a second act thing. Right, well, we are having some fun now.
Yes.
Like that song from Little Shop
Some Fun Horror. Now.
Some fun now, hot damn. Ain't he having some fun now? Yes, ma'am. Ain't he having some fun now? Oh, yeah. Seymour's having some fun now.
Sorry, I'm taking notes.
No, it's okay. Keep going.
I've been doing a very bad job of note-taking,
yeah.
So I'm trying my best.
You're doing really good now.
You don't know. You haven't seen the notes.
No, I haven't.
There are all these arrows pointing in different directions to where notes go.
You know what I love?
What?
I love Jason 3. And do you feel like coming on up and talking, or are you going to stay here? All right, he's going to stay here.
We will love you from afar.
Give him a big round of applause. Three was he was one of our amazing Victor actors,
yes.
And always came in and gave it his all on every role, and just a really fun person to work with and watch. I like that guy. Like, if you want to find something good and pure about tonight's experience, it's Jason 3.
Exactly.
Everything else is tawdry.
Look up Police Stories on the
Loaded
for Bear site.
Yeah, Police Stories is a prime piece of Jason 3 acting that you can find. Speaking of things you can still look up and find, you can also look up on Facebook and find men in their 30s who were roommates. One episode in particular features a very, very, very emotionally disturbed Ed Parker. So let's get Ed Parker! And it was the socks episode. Do you remember?
I do remember that.
You had to hold a bunch of socks.
Yeah, I was smelling your socks, I think, or collecting your socks.
Yes, the idea.
Like
the whole
put socks on knobs, taking socks.
Yeah.
You were a sock guy.
It was the idea was it was a little play on the whole, like, if you've got someone in the room, put a sock on your door, nobody will come in.
But I was stealing all the socks.
But you were stealing all the socks.
But you were putting them on all the knobs.
Whatever perverted things I was doing with
you're putting some of them on knobs, but the rest, they were for you.
Yeah.
But we took so many takes of trying to get you to go, ah! and you were like, you need me to do what? And it's like, ah!
I needed your mom to slap me.
Yeah, you did. You did. That.
I'm nice like young, Ed.
That would have helped.
That's like most of her acting class is just slapping the shit out of you. Just like, you need the surprise.
Yeah.
That moment there.
There it is. You're only honest after you've been slapped. After you've been slapped. So, Ed, what's going on?
I mean, not a whole lot, you know. I'm working from home and doing, like, volunteer at the radio station and
What are you doing at the radio station?
Well, at the one at KU where we read to
audio reader?
Reading to the blind.
Okay.
Why, Courtney, why are you laughing at everything?
Why do you know the things? Come on, sell it.
What's that?
Sell it.
I think she wants
I read
to
the blind. What?
She wants you to dance, buddy. Can you dance for Courtney?
Sure. I know. I read to the blind
like a hero
3 hours a week.
A part time hero.
What do you read?
I'm reading newspapers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our friend Kitty used to have to read like Playboys. Used to not have to. She enjoyed it. She enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Enthusiastic consent.
They have a variety of different things that you can read, but I've only been there for about a year, so I haven't gotten to the point where they're letting me read the Playboys yet.
Yeah. Do they ever do you ever get tempted to slip in a little bit of your own commentary into the with the reading?
You know, they wouldn't notice. So you know, every once in a while, I can slip something in there. You know, I like to use funny voices whenever there's a quote from the Republican Senate Majority Leader for the state of Kansas. You know, he's like, nobody wants Medicaid expanded or something like that, you know. And I'll use a voice that, I'm keeping with reading.
You
did
see that thing the other day where they're like, people want to pay large bank fees.
Well, see, that would be like, I can't change the words.
Exactly.
I have to use the words that he is saying.
Yeah.
But I can give him a dumb voice, and that I can do
your part.
Yeah. But so that the people listening know that this is a person who's saying something stupid.
Nice. Do you feel like that is editorializing? I mean, editorializing?
Hey!
Fuck you all. Seriously? It was
We were enjoying your joke.
I'm sorry, y'all. I just got a little oversensitive. Do you feel like that's you're not being a good NPR drone when you like editorialize like that? I mean,
but it's not NPR.
It's not NPR. This is just for
everything
for the audio
like that
reader.
Is NPR. I mean, it's recorded in a monotone voice. It's NPR.
But it's not a monotone voice.
Will,
not everything's NPR.
Do you give away tote bags, Ed?
I do give away tote bags.
Fucking NPR!
That is NPR.
It is NPR.
You got him there.
Yeah.
It's kind of NPR.
That's NPR. It's okay. It's fair.
There's nothing wrong.
Yeah, it's fine.
Ed, let me ask you this. Are you like to do comedy sometimes. Are you doing comedy still these days? Oh.
No, not really. I mean, I think there are some... Still some open mics that happen here in town, but at some point the open mics are not fun to go to anymore, and the shows that I was putting together, before, I kind of stopped when the pandemic came around, the kinds of shows I was putting together, I wasn't good at getting anyone to come to them. You know, it would be like this many people or less, which is...
You mean a whole lot of people, Ed?
Right. Well, it's not bad, but it would be like, this would be a comedian who would come from like Los Angeles or Seattle or something like that, and I got four people to come out and watch them. And, you know, then the person who, like, owns the jazz house would say, well, you know, we didn't really make any money, but here's $50 that you can give them or whatever. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe if they were being really nice. But a lot of the times I just wasn't good at the marketing part.
Mm.
I needed a Nelson.
If you had a Nelson, you probably would have.
Well,
been.
I'm good at the ideas. I'm not necessarily good at implementing them.
Well, and see, that's probably, I mean, I suppose the ideas are just,
I need,
hey, there's
man.
A comedy show and people should come to it.
Yeah.
You know, but I need ideas to drum up the people, to get them interested.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, next time we'll figure that out.
We've got a lot of wall for whiteboarding some ideas. We can hit
true.
That later. So
this is just a, and then the one place where it's bleeding.
Yeah.
Again, it could be chilly, listeners. It's very round, which blood can also do when it's old, but it could be chilly. We don't know how old it is. Could have been from earlier today. Mom's weekend.
But I don't, I'm not doing the comedy. I don't really have much else going on.
Okay.
You know, I shamed a local business into expanding their happy hour. Because I commented on Facebook, it was like, oh, you know, they said, oh, this is our new improved happy hour, 3 to 5 p.m. And I said, well, it used to be until 6 p.m. And they deleted my comment like 3 times and then later sent me a personal message and said, we're going to expand it back to 5:30. So I found that to be satisfying.
Civic engagement.
That's the Lord's work. That's the Lord's work. Have you ever heard of a man named Dan Dannenberg?
I don't know who that is.
Are you the Dan Dannenberg of happy hour?
I thought you were going to say, have you ever heard of Jesus?
Because you guys are the same.
Because you do the same work.
The same work. Listen, I want to talk to you about Jesus and Dan Dannenberg later, but thank you, Ed Parker!
Oh, does he get a prize? I don't know.
Oh,
that's true.
I need a prize.
You don't need a prize?
I might have a couple prizes in my bag if you're running short on prizes.
I'm running real short on prizes.
Well, you can share mine.
Yeah, okay.
Here we go, Ed. It's a FedEx Kinko's card that may.
Yeah,
oh,
that's a good thing.
There might be a couple Victor bucks on there. I don't know.
Speaking of Victor bucks, another currency that doesn't mean shit.
Yeah.
Boog Heiberger has somewhere a big stash.
He's got the
real dollar
stash,
and we want to know where that is. So, if listeners, if you know anything about where Boog Heiberger
trying to find it so we can
is hiding
it.
His big stash, let us know. Let us know.
Sorry, I'm writing notes.
That's okay. You take your time. And here comes Sean Franklin. Hey. Just in time.
For what?
I don't know. This part of the podcast. Okay. Well, we should probably talk to somebody else. You know, I've been doing the calls.
You're the guest guy.
I'm the guest guy. Allison, come up here and talk to us. Wait, we were going to have a debate between Allison. Who were we going to have a debate about? We were going to have a debate.
We're going to talk about college basketball. That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I was realizing?
What's that?
The storm windows are on the inside of this building.
Interesting.
I think it goes well with this blood stain.
Okay.
As if the storm was coming from inside.
The building.
Yeah.
Why are the storm windows on the inside?
I don't know.
I have questions.
This is fascinating. It is fascinating, ladies and gentlemen.
Internal storm. Man versus man.
What happens if the blade and timber stays at the blade and timber?
It ends up a little bit on the wall.
And a little bit on the wall.
Look, though, it could be chilly. Look at that.
That is not chilly.
Don't look at the, there's like little specks.
I dare
there.
You to taste
there's
it.
Little specks.
Maybe teriyaki sauce, but not chilly.
could be teriyaki sauce, but I also doesn't have little specks in it.
Who fucking handles their teriyaki sauce like that?
Maybe it was an overprimed. Maybe, you know, like sometimes you like shake a thing and then you open it and it starts squirting at you. You know what I mean?
This is like the indoor version of Twister. Oh, no, Sean, no. No,
listeners, he was about to eat it.
Jesus Christ. Whenever you need someone to lick the wall
and tell you if it's chilly.
Wasn't that a win? Didn't somebody die doing that in Willy Wonka? Isn't that a, like, licking walls?
No, that's just the Snozzberries.
Okay.
That's just the dick-flavored wallpaper.
Did you say the dick-flavored wallpaper?
Yeah, that's what Snozzberries are.
That's what Snozzberries are?
It's from a different, like, Roald Dahl book where they call
it. This is the Willy Wonka experience.
Yes.
It was a dirty joke they put into Willy Wonka. Well, how do you not know this?
So, Allison, let's talk. How are you? How are things?
I'm fantastic. I've moved on up at the post office.
Really?
Yeah, I have like normal hours now. I work 8 to 5 like a real human being.
What?
That's so weird.
What do you do?
I manage people. It's like herding cats.
Right. Right.
Big spray bottle.
Because there's like the one that comes out and stands by the register but doesn't take the close sign off. And then there's the one that sort of is in the back like putting things randomly in places. And then there's the one that's open but looking off into the distance most of the time.
Yep.
And then there's the one in the passport office maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
What's harder to herd, cats or mail?
Male.
Okay.
100% male, because cats, they'll come for food.
Good point.
Male doesn't mean nothing.
Nope. Nope. What are you gonna give it?
How is the U.S. Post Office holding up in this day and age of like all of the Amazon packages and UPS and all of that? Like, I mean, are you guys like people who are working for the Post Office, like, we're jealous of these other people, or it's like, we're really happy with this job?
So you do realize that UPS and FedEx and Amazon don't actually deliver all their own shit, right?
What?
Yeah, this may come as a shock. Maybe not necessarily in this town, but across the nation, they're like, we don't want to, like, go to Dover, so you guys can do it. And they dump all the stuff that they want to do and give it to the post office because we do it for half the price.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So you have to pick up their bullshit.
Yeah.
Man, that is crap. I'm going to write my governor.
You should.
Okay.
That's how the post office makes money.
There you go.
letting them make money.
I feel like the post office is an interesting topic. Does anybody have post office questions?
No.
Well, what are your top three favorite things about the post office?
Well, I like the ponies. Yeah. And I like how when you go into the post office, it smells like somebody's, like, grandpa's office. And I like the slow disassociative feeling, which is a little like being high, that you get when you're sitting in the line under the fluorescent lights and suddenly everything seems like it's not really real.
Mm-hmm.
And you're dying inside.
But are you trying to mail anything hazardous or chemical, or will in another way injure someone?
Not usually, but sometimes.
When
you're disassociating, do you see the Hat Man at the post office or any other kind of creepy characters that might be lurking in your subconscious?
I mean,
made flesh by the post office fluorescent lights?
I feel like the people in the post office are kind of odd enough. Like,
okay.
There's always like the guy who's trying to mail something and he doesn't know that he's like, acts like he's the first person to ever mail a fucking package ever. And he's like, I don't understand why this. And then there's like the lady who obviously does
the package is very clearly shaped like an alligator.
Yeah. Like she's got like 16 eBay
it's
packages.
It's not a box. It just like wrapped it up in brown paper and tape.
Yep.
And
then there's,
drugged it up, gave it some Benadryls and wrapped it up in brown paper and tape. And hopefully I'll get there before the Benadryls wear off.
That's why we have express mail.
Mm-hmm. If you pay enough, you can get an alligator anywhere before it wakes up.
It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
What's the weirdest thing that's ever been put in that pull-down envelope that Spencer, right? Like, do people put weird things in there? Because I really want to, but I never have.
What's the weirdest, top three weird things you want to put in that thing?
I want to put a 2-liter bottle with a smiley face.
Okay.
And I want to put an orange down there. And I want to put a foam replication of my butt.
Okay.
In there, like, just in there.
I think the foam replication of your butt, depending on the size, might be the cheapest thing to mail out of those three.
Really?
Now, is this like a thing you're going to like get a mold for, or somebody's just eyeballing it and just like sculpting it too?
This is a freehand sculptor.
If you put an address on an orange and postage, would they mail it?
Absolutely.
Yes! Yeah! All right.
For those of you listening, Courtney Shipley has done that.
Postage, we'll
deliver. For my next gift, who wants an orange mailed to them? I will. Leave me your address. Ken, I'm going to mail you an orange in Massachusetts.
Okay. New Hampshire.
I'm going to mail it to Massachusetts. You got to pick it up, bitch.
Send it COD really fucking
Nice. You can mail an orange. I feel like we've learned something today. Okay, now we did say we were going to talk about the college draft. And
this week said exactly.
Did we not?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't
think transfer portal's bullshit. If I wanted to watch NBA basketball, I would watch NBA basketball.
But you don't want to watch NBA basketball, so you don't like the transfer portal.
No. Listen, you should make a commitment.
Okay.
When you go to college.
Did
you transfer every year, just bouncing around, figuring out what you wanted to learn?
But at the same time, those coaches don't have to make a commitment
to be
there all 4 years, especially after recruiting those guys.
Yeah.
Go Nelson!
So
they've actually made the commitment. It's whether or not the school fires them.
Well, or they just decide to go somewhere else.
How many coaches have left from not being fired in the last year?
Each scholarship is only guaranteed.
I mean, generally they go up, but there's coaches that do that.
Yeah, not good ones.
Some of them are good, depending on if good schools come open.
Name two.
I've been drinking.
You've been drinking 3 Bud Lights. Stop it.
Then I drank 3 Miller Lights.
Oh,
little soldiers.
Mm-hmm. It's stacked up.
You know, I think what we can all agree is that there's college basketball.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's nice because it also lets those people who went to like community colleges or went to like little ass schools to go to big ass schools.
Well, they could do that anyway at the end of their
community. They could, but not little schools that are 4-year schools. What are they going to do? Stay there forever? Come on, nobody expects them to. We've also like made benefits by getting these transfers. Like,
no, we haven't.
Yeah, we have. We've been getting.
We sucked.
Well, everyone got hurt.
I just don't care.
We would still have been pretty deep if we'd stayed healthy, but everyone got hurt.
All right. I think this is going to be an ongoing debate over time. I think what we need to do is, like, pause.
Give them kids their rights.
Before you walk away, Alton, do you have anything you want to promote or talk about or... do you want to like leave some last words that he has to live with because you get the last word because you're a guest? Tell him to fuck off. It's okay.
Dune, the original movie, was better than Dune 2.
Yeah!
That's
baller!
I don't disagree.
That is right. Allison, leave that behind. You may find the college basketball talk controversial. I know I did. But the Dune talk is on point. All right, and Ken, get up here. Come talk to us. All right. How are we doing on time?
Everyone's like, who's this guy?
Ken. 53 minutes.
All right, Ken, welcome back.
Appreciate you.
I remember the last time you were with us was in Conroy's back in the day. Yes.
2019,
and you have been living in New Hampshire.
What have you been doing for 5 years?
Like part of the United States.
Oh, spare no detail.
That's a story. I don't know if you're ready for a story.
I like stories.
So in 2019, there was this little thing called the City Commission election.
Oh, Courtney Lee.
Courtney Lee. She's like, what's going on? Yeah, Courtney won that one, and I did not.
Oh.
So, shortly thereafter, because I quit my job in order to run in this race, so I was looking around. It's like, okay, what am I going to do? And this little tiny, you know, startup company called Wayfair recruited me and said, hey, we're opening up this new call center in Western Massachusetts. Would you like to come and help us establish a culture? And I said, sure, and packed everything I could in this little tiny hatchback of a car. And in February of 2020, moved across the country, not knowing what was about to happen to everything that happened in the entire country at that point in time. So I rented this one little, like, single room in the middle of, like, Berkshires in Massachusetts and said, yeah, I'll be able to find an apartment soon. Things will be open. Not a problem.
It's a goddamn Fitzgerald story right here. So far. I know. Yeah, you know, like, yeah. Oh, Great Gatsby, this shit.
Yeah.
Did you have no furniture because the little hatchback?
Zero furniture. Okay. I couldn't even bring my cats. I had to leave my cats here to be supervised by my brothers who, on a good day, know how to feed cats.
Okay.
So.
Man, that's a sparkling.
To be fair.
I love my brothers.
And yeah. Easier than dealing with mail.
Yeah.
As we learned.
It's true.
So you moved there.
Right at the beginning, and within a month, They pulled me aside and says, hey, you're good with computers, right? Break down all 300 stations that we have here because there wasn't any local IT. We're sending everyone home. We don't know how long we're going to be home. We don't know what's going to happen. Just send everyone home. And I was like, okay, cool. 1 month became 2 months. 2 months became 4 months. I eventually found an apartment. And at some
point... Did you get furniture?
Yes, I mean, working for an online furniture retailer has its advantages, but okay. We need furniture.
Did they ship children in the furniture, or did you have to get them yourself?
I was there for that whole thing.
Really?
Yes. So
wow, I just stumbled into that.
Yeah, so for people who don't know, Wayfair, there was a small controversy for a little bit where one of the suppliers of cabinets, they named the cabinets women names, but they were all Middle Eastern women names. So there was an online conspiracy theory that said this was child trafficking, and by ordering one of these cabinets that you were getting a child at some point in time. So I was help managing a call center when we were getting these people saying, you name it, child trafficker! The whole time. And it's like, no.
Did you guys ever add to, like, the listings, no kids inside?
No, yeah. Okay. Well, here's the thing. So
Seems like an easy fix.
A friend of mine who was also hired at the same time I was, previously had worked for Uber's, like, emergency division, like, who deals with human trafficking, you know, for Uber. So when he came over to Wayfair and that whole thing happened.
Is Uber doing human trafficking too?
Well, not officially. Uber, but, like, their drivers are aware if there's trafficking going on, so they have a law hotline to report it.
Okay.
At that point.
In case someone is trying to use Uber to human traffic?
You'd be surprised, apparently.
Okay.
So he was talking to me about this. It's like, let me tell you something. 30 grand, that's pretty cheap for a human at this point in time. We'd be really killing it at that point in time. And it was really kind of dark, but at the same time, we had
dark
to laugh
but
about
true.
It. We had to laugh about it, but it was just, it was the weirdest.
These are the kind
time
of mistakes people are
going
to make that have never trafficked humans before.
Right. If you've never trafficked a human, it's a whole lot
you
more
just don't know the price point.
Dollars, apparently. Mm-hmm. So. So
this has
gotten
awkward. I
think. It really has.
Yeah.
So
I'm just trying to help him out.
Are we talking about? Is this...
So how much for a human?
I have no idea. I really don't know.
It's like maybe you do.
It's north of $30,000.
Sadly, it's all about race.
So, that whole thing was just a little bit crazy at that point.
Wow, that's an adventure.
So, but I ended up leaving Wayfair because you got the sense that they grew a little bit. Because
they were no longer okay with trafficking people. Well,
we almost got out of it. And you were trying to get out of here, Nelson. You were trying to. Damn it.
I got us into a real awkward place. I'm trying to get us out. Anyway. So.
The company or right now?
Well, I left Wayfair.
Okay. All right. Good, good.
You know, so
you're
I
traffic
left.
Independently.
Dude!
sorry.
He we don't. This is one of his few social engagements on his calendar.
It's all right. Yeah. So we can roll with punches. So started working for this little startup in Manchester, New Hampshire. So I moved up to Manchester. Their customer service department was all with two people, and they said, help us grow. So I've been doing that since then.
So are they getting any human trafficking?
They're in shop collars. No, GPS dog collars, specifically. That dog collars. Dog collars. Dog collars.
Multi-use?
They have only been tested and approved for use on dogs, and that is the official statement that I'm allowed to say.
I was going to say, like, we'll make sure to share this with all your friends.
Absolutely. So,
what's your takeaway from all of this? your life has taken some interesting turns.
It absolutely has.
How does this make you feel about politics?
I've kept in touch with Lawrence politics. I've read the Lawrence Times as best I can. I won't pay for a subscription for a town I'm not living in, but
yeah,
kept up with what I can.
Pro tip: even if you pay for it, you can't get on there half the time.
Oh, so, good. Yeah, good. It doesn't matter. Okay. I will say this, and this is a hot take. And it may be a slightly controversial to say right here. I think the entire country at various points is dealing with homeless issues at various times. And Lawrence has done a much better than average job than most other communities in the country. So kudos to the city leadership for doing. There's more that we can be doing, absolutely. But kudos for what has been done up to this point in time. Really, hats off to you guys. So. I'll say that, you know. For example, I live in Manchester, New Hampshire. And again, another homeless issue that goes on up there. Only, you know, when it's negative 20 degrees, there's a lot more mortality that you have to worry about. So there were people, I live in a little apartment with, you know, an alley walkway between me and another building, and there was a homeless encampment between my front door and the building next to me. And, you know, it's one of those, you don't say anything because these people are just trying to survive here and there's no place else for them to go. We're getting really dark here and I feel really bad for bringing down the tenor of everything.
He's been trying to crap on it from the beginning. Okay. Yeah, you go.
But
missing the halcyon days of talking about human trafficking.
but even like, providing a location for people to go where there's a community where everyone kind of knows what's going on, that's at least a step in the right direction, which is a whole lot more than you can say about 90% of the country that's out there. So I know there's a lot of kind of negative reaction and people who want to do more. I get it. But we're still doing a whole lot more than what a lot of other communities are doing. So take your hats off. And kudos to Lawrence.
Yeah. Listen, we got to start kicking through people.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of people.
Get the fuck out.
But nice. Great. Good talking to you.
Yeah, I approach the microphone?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, great. So I just wanted to extend my appreciation for the vocal similarities between Ken's conspiracy theorist and Ed's GOP senator here in Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Very good.
Okay. Enthusiastic consent for that. Courtney, you want to come up and say hi? Courtney Sibley, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
right. Hi.
What are your thoughts on human trafficking?
No, we were just getting over that.
Next! I would like to pimp something, if I may.
I pimp away.
Pimp away.
Is everyone else?
So long as it's not people.
Yeah.
That's up to someone else. I'm a support other podcasts.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
We have a limited podcast that I'm doing with Dustin Stumbling Bear about the ballot initiative in November about the change of government.
Will you go ahead and just kind of briefly outline that? Because I don't know how many people necessarily, just briefly, just
what,
kind of.
What time do we have here?
We're going to be fine. You got
1 minute. Okay, 1 minute. Okay. So right now we have 5 commissioners, 1 mayor, which is reelected every year. So we have so far a transitioning mayor. The new ballot initiative would suggest that we would have 4 districts and 2 at-large commissioners and a directly elected mayor, 4-year terms, but that mayor only votes in a tie. So that'll be at the very bottom of your ballot, everyone. And in an election year like this, we just wanted everyone to like have a lot of information and really think about it, because it is actually really important. We've been interviewing all the mayors we could think of. Wow, that really does look like blood, doesn't it?
It really does.
I'm gonna get to that.
Or chili.
Does it really look like chili?
Yes. No. It's sparkly chili.
Chili and blood are almost identical.
We've talked to about 15 mayors and commissioners sharing with us all their experiences, and some of them have been very enjoyable. Miss Avril, you should listen. It's unlike some people who think they need 22 whole minutes. Ours is only 15 minutes. What?
Are you trying to Price Is Right us?
Yeah.
We're not trying to take over your life with this thing. We just want to give you a
little. But there's a lot less human trafficking talk.
You don't know. You haven't heard it yet. 15 years, anything can come up.
What is this podcast called?
It is called Lawrence Asks Why.
Okay.
And it's limited, so it's only going to happen through October, and you'll just hear these interviews with former commissioners, former mayors. Jamie Hsu, also, our county clerk's on, talking to us about it. And
I mean, you haven't had RoboBoog Heiberger on yet, so.
But he will be.
Okay.
He will be. We also got a Mercy. We just interviewed Representative Amix yesterday. Yeah, just about any mayor I could think of that I knew and I had their phone number, they've come on.
So if we move into districts, will two people from each district be selected each year to fight to the death in a sort of battle?
Now, I could get behind a fight to the death.
We don't do enough fighting to the
we
death, Lawrence.
We don't do enough
we
fighting to the
death. We
just
bitch on fucking social media.
That's what we do.
Like, let's put our morals where our stabby parts are.
We just snark. Mm-hmm. Yep. We just snark on the Facebook.
All right, well, I'm all for this podcast. Yeah. And
all for fights to the death.
I'm all for fighting to the death.
Yes.
All right, we're going to run it through this table real fast. Sean Franklin, get up here. It's three questions with Sean Franklin. First question.
Uh-huh. What's your favorite what's your favorite European car?
I like the Opel. It was pretty cool. Pretty bare bones, but the lights flipped around like. You know,
oh yeah, light flipping.
That's pretty cool.
Light
you
flipping's had a good. Why is there not more light flipping?
That's, people aren't into it.
Took the second question.
Sorry. All right, that was 1A and 1B.
All right, second question.
It's not good for trafficking.
No.
Second question. Sean, you are one of the unluckiest people I know. Bad things happen to you. Birds shit on you. Like, terrible shit is constantly happening to you.
Which god have you angered and why?
Do you think it's something you did?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure on that.
Third question?
Lucky, I guess.
If you could invite any dragon, living or dead, to a lunch at your house, which dragon would you invite?
Which dragon?
Yes, living or dead.
One that's going to
They would be alive at the lunch. They wouldn't be dead at the lunch, but they could be a dragon who has died that you resurrect to eat lunch with you and then let go back into death again. Yes.
If you need us to name dragons, we can give you examples.
Okay. I know Smog.
Yeah.
That feels
Puff,
like
the magic dragon.
Pete's dragon.
Pete's dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
there's
the dragon from a movie where Sean Connery is a dragon.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Dragon Heart.
Yeah. There's that dragon from Reign of Fire.
I kind
of
like that badass dragon from Dragon Slayer. You know, the one
that's a good dragon.
Feel good.
That's a good dragon. Yeah. But it doesn't seem like much of a talker.
No, just kind of more of a, you know, pretty down to business.
Yeah.
It was a business dragon.
It's time to make a selection, mm-hmm. Sean.
I'll go with that one.
Okay. Yeah. So more vibes than conversation.
Yeah,
at
more
the
vibes
lunch.
Than conversation. Yeah. I want a dragon that's going to do some shit, not just sit on its horde and bitch.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have a lot of questions to ask him. You know what
man,
he's about.
That's almost a campaign slogan for
yeah,
your city commission. I want a dragon that's going to do something.
Yeah, seriously.
Over shot.
If we got to have a lottery to keep the dragon from killing us all, then that's mm-hmm. that's something.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anything you want to plug before we kick you off the program?
I think that's blood.
Yeah.
Great. Can we have a show of hands? All right, how many people think that's blood?
How
many think
that's
chili?
Zits, you know?
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, listen, we got to move on.
Okay,
wait, listeners, blood one.
And then you want to, Josh, you want to come talk? Are you sure? It's three questions for Josh. An observation and then three questions. I like your shoes.
Thank you.
That's the observation.
Right. Okay.
Ask Josh a question. You should ask Josh a question.
Where'd you get those shoes?
That's weak sauce.
What? You
Sorry.
Like the shoes?
Right.
Maybe you want to get your own? I'm trying to help you. What? I'm the villain because I'm trying to help you?
Savers.
Savers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Second question. How do you like the podcast so far?
Oh, it's great.
Great.
100% good.
Nice.
Oh, I need to laugh afterwards. Sort of, like maybe
no skips, all bangers.
Yeah.
I like it.
No edits.
What do you like to do for fun, Josh?
What do I like to do for fun?
For fun.
Sit and listen to podcasts.
Okay.
And get invited up to talk on
it. To talk on the podcast. All right. Well, you know what? It's not just our podcast today. There's also Lawrence as.
Yeah.
You should, you're not going to go out from Courtney because you're going to want to listen to that shit.
Yeah, where do I sit and listen?
Yeah,
okay,
you.
All right.
Do you have anything coming up that you want to talk about? Anything you want to plug?
No plugs.
No plugs, all right. No plugs, Josh! Jeanette, you want to come join us?
Sure.
All right. Jeanette, it's so good to see you. I only see you after I've had a whole bunch of fucking Sean photos. And then finally you get in there a little bit and you say something cool or do something cool. And he posts about that and then I get to see you. So it's great to see you.
I try.
Yeah.
Hey, I almost ran you over on the way.
Really?
I don't know. You waved like, thanks for letting me go past. And
oh, that
was
you?
Like,
you almost ran me over.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
no, I tried.
Why didn't you?
Question number one. Why didn't you run me over?
Oh, I didn't feel like it.
You would have been late to the podcast, I suppose.
Yeah. And my mom would have been upset when you got here.
Yeah,
true.
I don't think it is mom's night.
She is vicious.
Yeah.
Like the Bene Gesserits in that dude. Like she's like one of them.
Do they do a lot of slapping? I still haven't seen the second one.
Yeah. Second one's full of slapping and sand. Okay. Here's my problem with Dune, and I think I've said this before. No one looks hot.
Exactly.
No one
you
looks hot,
about
and
before,
I'm mad about that.
You
fucking hot.
Like temperature hot.
I would be sweating balls, and no one looks hot.
We're in a desert, and nobody's wearing a tank top.
Nobody looks hot. There's no beach volleyball.
The sandstorms, I mean, you don't want.
Why is there no beach volleyball in Dune?
Dude,
it seems like they could figure out all their problems with just a quick game of beach volleyball.
Can you imagine if like Timothy Chalamet takes on the shirt and Playing with the Boys comes on? And you've got yourself a great movie.
I feel like that would attract Sandberg.
It might. I'm sorry, we got off topic.
What were we talking about?
Besides
me almost running you over.
You almost ran me over.
Yeah.
I think we were on question number three because we're in lightning round now.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have question number three?
I've got one.
Okay, yes.
Thank you.
How do you feel about Mother's Day coming up?
There's a real answer, and there's the answer that probably I should say, and Mother's Day is great. We always have a good time. My kids get to hang out with my mom, and yeah, it's not full of painful memories and horrible tragic trauma. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like the blood stain on the wall becomes a metaphor for that one, too. All right.
When did you want to come on up?
All right. No, don't do it, man. Don't do it. I know. I know it's tempting.
Well, that really doesn't look like blood.
If even Sean Franklin won't lick it, don't lick it.
No, we stopped him. He
should
have done it.
No, I was just looking at it.
We all know he would have licked it.
So you've got an exciting career as a Rubik's Cube solver.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Good.
Good, good. What else is interesting you these days?
I've been doing like taekwondo.
Taekwondo, yeah. Awesome. Yeah, yeah. What are you a certain belt?
I'm camo right now.
Okay, camo.
Yeah. It's weird.
Right. What do you like about it?
Just about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you prefer kicking or punching?
I don't know.
Okay, too close to call. That's fair, me too.
Yeah. If Ken asked you to get in some furniture and then put a box around you and shipped you off somewhere, would that be awkward? Never mind, we don't need to answer that one. Third question.
I think it would be awkward. I think we can answer it for him.
That would definitely be awkward.
Are you going to continue to do the Rubik's Cube?
Yeah, probably.
Nice. Are there competitions?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is there one that you're kind of into that you're interested in?
I mean,
you're putting in some work to get ready for like a big one coming up.
Okay.
Nationals last summer.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. How much do you train for that?
To be honest, not that much.
You're more of an actual.
I appreciate the honesty. Yeah. Sometimes genius can be genius.
Yeah.
Out of your dome, right?
You don't want to get too in your head.
Yeah.
You need to just feel the cube in your hands and know where the colors go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Would you have any? Because my son's like 8 years old, and he loves things to do with his hands. He loves like Rubik's Cube. Would you have any advice for someone who's just getting started in the Rubik's Cube game?
Okay. So, this is super crazy.
All right.
But YouTube is not cheating.
Really?
Yes.
So you go to YouTube, you kind of look that up? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
We use YouTube all the time.
Good to know. Okay. Good to know. All right. You heard it here first, folks. YouTube's the way to go.
YouTube,
anything you want to vlog or talk about before you go?
Not really.
All right. Awesome.
You don't have to.
Thank you so much. He's a Rubik's Cube machine. There you go.
Yeah.
YouTube is not illegal. That's something to bear in mind. All right. I think that's everybody. Did I miss anybody?
I think we've done.
Oh, do you want to come out? Yeah,
Hi.
Hi,
it's me, Sean Spawn.
Sean Spawn? All right.
Are you, my first question is, are you happy that we didn't let your dad lick the blood? Or chili?
Or chocolate?
I don't know. I mean, I wonder what would have happened if he had licked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a
it's
really good
question.
It's just
so ominous. It's just kind of there.
Yeah.
It's the one spot they missed cleaning up here. And it's very well lit, so
yeah.
And maybe it's a warning.
Maybe it's shit.
Hey, Steve, thank you. Steve, like, we probably need to do this long. Second question, what's exciting in your world right now?
I just became the representative of my class. I don't know how I won because I just made like a Young Sheldon reference and a Hunger Games reference, and I guess that just like won over my audience.
Right, that's what the kids like.
You know, I don't want to brag, but I just made a Hunger Game reference a little earlier too. So great minds, huh? Great minds. Are you thinking of more of a consensus building
reign as representative, or are you thinking more of an autocratic,
more iron fist,
eliminate your enemies, get rid of the opposition, and rule with an iron fist?
Well, when my mom found out that I won, she said that I was out of hope. Like, I mean, my grade was out of hope, and I think that I would make a great leader.
Right.
But earlier, people were all like, oh, you sound kind of like a dictator. But I don't think I sound too much like a dictator.
Okay. What did you say? Did you say I want to eliminate anyone who disagrees with me? Is that...
What did I say? I said, like, I don't know.
Like, on your knees, fools.
I could... with the kind of power that I have, if I'm able to...
Sorry, that's just a really great start. Go ahead. Courtney, you should be listening.
If I'm able to win over my audience that easily, then I could win over the world.
Yeah.
And I could just...
This is just a stepping stone.
Yeah, no. Well, then let me follow up with this last question. Mm-hmm. This is an amazing ending. What do you think is the most important quality in a leader?
Beyond absolute power.
Below you. Just leave it open. I'm excited. I want to hear. I'm really interested in the answer.
The power to win at all costs, I guess. You know.
Yeah.
Wow, when they change the government to a more sustainable mayoral system, I'm excited to vote for you.
Yes.
Thank you, Sean Spahn. Well, we've all learned something
we've
today.
We've learned so much.
Yeah, we have.
I've learned a lot.
Please, everybody, if you have the opportunity,
tip your Steve.
Tip your Steve. Yeah, don't do it. We will ask what the strange. I'm gonna take a picture so we can show the folks back home. Close us out, dude. We gotta finish.
Okay, we'll take pictures.
Yeah.
We've learned a lot. We've learned a lot about ourselves. We've learned a lot about everyone else. We've learned a lot about walls.
Oh, my phone died. Oh.
We've learned Will doesn't charge his phone. We've learned a lot about human trafficking. We learned a lot about government. My heart is full. It's full of knowledge and love. Steve's turning off lights.
Thank you all for joining us. We'll be somewhere in
literally two months. We got our next one because this one took so long. So
like four more episodes. So
eight more, I think.
Thank you for coming. This has been exciting.
Double dues. I say. The exit is downstairs, though.
All right, let's get out of here.
I think that might be for White Rays and Art Gallery.
This has been Double Deuce Podcast. If you thought the intro sounded bad, this outro sounds even worse.
Thanks for listening. I don't know how you did, but if you're trying to listen to more, we're everywhere. Libsyn, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, fucking everywhere.
That's right. Wherever fine podcasts are made, we'll be there. Also, you can reach out to us on social medias. We're at Double Deuce Pod on Twitter. We're at Double Deuce Podcast on Facebook. And our email is doubledeucepod@gmail.com. Finally, if you want to support us, get our Patreon on. Patreon.com/DoubleDeucePod.
Yeah, we got all kinds of stuff on there. We got me talking about things I'm seeing. We got extra minis, like the minis you find in the Deck of Deuces. We got Will singing. Or if you want to pay for him not to sing, there is a way to pay for no singing. The world's your oyster. All kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
So much stuff.
That's Patreon.com/DoubleDeucePod. Yeah!
Yeah! Sorry, when you're like, wherever fine podcasts are found, I just kept thinking about that Tom Jones speech at the end of Grapes of Wrath. It's like, whatever, there's a cop beating on a fine podcast. We'll be there. Double deuce.
Good episode.